My name is Garland Robinson. In Acts the 22nd chapter in verse 16 we read, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Baptism is a much disputed topic in the world today. But you know, when you turn back to the Bible, you go back to the first century, it wasn't a disputed topic then. When Jesus sent the gospel message to all the world, His promise was, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Mark 16:16. Very plain, very simple. No problem in understanding what the Lord said. You want to go to heaven? You believe, are baptized, and then you'll be saved. All the gospel preachers, Peter, Philip, Paul, Thomas, Matthew, on and on, all of them, they all preached it the same way. They said on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." In Acts 8 and verse 12 we read, "But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women." In Acts 8:36, "As they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he was baptized." In Acts 16, verse 32 and 33, we read, "And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway." Gospel preachers still preach that same message today in the same way it was preached then. You remember Saul of Tarsus? He was at one time a leader among the Jews. He sincerely thought that he should persecute those who trusted in Jesus. His zeal against the church led him to go to distant cities and oppose those who embraced the gospel. We read that the Lord appeared to Saul on his way to Damascus in Acts chapter 9 and verse 5. And when Saul asked him, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" The Lord said unto him, "Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." As Saul recounts it later, the Lord sent Ananias to him, and the commandment of the Lord was simple, "Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22 and verse 16. But why this emphasis on baptism? People today say that it's not necessary, that it has no connection with salvation whatsoever. But 1 Peter 3:21 says that baptism doth also now save us. Now let me show you how that happens. We read in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Chapter 6 of Romans, verse 23 says, "The wages of sin is death." So we're all under the death sentence because everyone has sinned. But Hebrews 2:9 says that Jesus came into the world and died for every man. He took our place. He offered Himself as a sacrifice for us. And why did He die? Hebrews 9:26 says, "To put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself." Jesus Christ gave Himself a ransom for all. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 6. "So that by His death on the cross, He bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness." 1 Peter 2 and verse 24. Friend, without the sacrifice of Christ, we're all eternally lost. Under the law God gave to Israel, we learn that a sacrifice of blood was demanded. If the blood of bulls and goats and ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctifying to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Hebrews 9 and verse 13 and 14. We read in verse 22, "Without the shedding of blood is no remission." The sacrifice of animals, it was only a shadow of the sacrifice of Christ. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats can take away sin. Hebrews 10 and verses 1 to 4. The words of the old familiar hymn stated quite plainly, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Writing to the Gentiles who were separated from God, Paul said in Ephesians 2:13, ye who sometime were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Again in Colossians 1, verse 19 and 20 we read, For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. Friend, is it any wonder then that John writes, The blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sins, 1 John 1 and verse 7. And then the Bible tells us that we are baptized into the death of Christ. In Ephesians 2:8 we read that we're saved by grace through faith. The Apostle Paul writes of that salvation and the basis of it in Romans 3 and verses 23 to 25. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being now justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood. Then in Romans 5:1, Therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Being saved by grace through faith is based in the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing else can wash away our sins. But how, when, and by what means does the blood of Christ wash our sins away? Paul answers that question in Romans 5, verses 8 to 10. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And then in Romans 6, verse 3 and 4 we read, Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So the response of faith in Christ is to be baptized. We're baptized into Christ, into His death. Only the blood of Christ can wash away sins. That's the reason for being baptized into His death. Be baptized and wash away thy sins. Acts 22, verse 16. Let us notice the teaching of baptism then in the New Testament. After the death and resurrection of Jesus, He gave the Great Commission. To the apostles He said, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28, verse 18 and 19. The reason for teaching and baptizing is revealed also in the Great Commission. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Basic in that gospel message was the death of Christ. Luke 24, 46 and 47 says, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. After that charge was delivered, Jesus ascended to the Father, leaving the inspired apostles to proclaim the message that He had given them. And then 7 weeks after the death of Jesus on the cross, the apostles began preaching the gospel just as He had directed. They were guided by the Holy Spirit. They preach the death of Jesus Christ. And when people ask, What shall we do? Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Acts 2 and verse 37 and 38. When they received the word, they were baptized into the death of Christ. And this was the constant pattern of conversion throughout the remainder of the New Testament and has been all the way through the centuries to our present day now. When Philip preached in Samaria, they believed and were baptized, Acts 8:12, and therefore they were saved, Mark 16:16. The Ethiopian believed and was baptized, Acts 8:37 and 38. The Philippian jailer believed and was baptized, Acts 16:31 to 33. And that's the reason Ananias told Saul arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins. Acts 22:16. None of the apostles made the claim that the water of baptism washed sins away. And I know of no one who believes that today. I don't. Only the blood of Christ can wash sins away. But it's only when one is baptized into His death. That's when the blood of Christ cleanses us. The relationship of Christ's blood and the waters of baptism is shown in comparing the readings of Acts 22:16 and Hebrews 10:22. Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. When the body is washed with water, that is, the water of baptism, the heart is sprinkled from an evil conscience, that is, we're cleansed by the blood of Jesus. The cleansing by the blood takes place when the washing of the body takes place. Or to put it another way, Romans 6:3 states, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death?" So many religious leaders today hate the necessity of baptism. They cannot stand it. But Christians 1900 years ago didn't have a problem with it. Those who were taught the gospel and believed it, they were baptized. They realized the power of the blood of Christ to save. So they were baptized into His death in order that they may come into contact with His blood. Gospel preaching today can require no less. Let us return to the Lord's message. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22:16. Friend, aren't you interested in that? Don't you love the truth enough to embrace it? Don't have a preconceived idea. Don't have your mind made up ahead of time. Don't dismiss what the Scripture says. Don't listen to some man somewhere and tell you that there's nothing you can do to be saved. Jesus said that He is the author of salvation to those who obey Him. Hebrews 5:9. He said in Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven." Friend, we are saved by doing what God commanded us to do. Don't you believe that? That's the only way. Believe with all of your heart and then do what the Lord asks us to do. This has been Garland Robinson.